I've always enjoyed the chance to view Native American petroglyphs. The ancient rock writing is fascinating, but it's hard to find but a handful of the shapes and pictures scattered at sites in the western U.S. But that's not the case at Hidden Cove Petroglyph Park. We'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Just outside of Holbrook, Arizona, you'll find Hidden Cove Petroglyph Park. There are over 300 Native American carvings on these rocks that date up to 2,000 years ago. One of the most prominent is emblazoned on a t-shirt Michael Odell wears.
This guy is called a Cliff the Glyph. That's what we've named him, or Skywatcher Cliff, because we're pretty sure it's some kind of a sky event. This is kind of a replication of what he may have looked like in real life on this t-shirt.
It appears to be a man gazing into the sky. Perhaps it noted a weather or meteorological event.
In my mind, I don't think you can interpret what they really mean. I think the people that did the rock art are the only ones that really know what they were drawing. But, of course, there's animals. There's a lot of, deer, birds.
Plus geometric shapes that hold a variety of meanings.
There's the spirals, which I think is, I've heard, could mean water or the center of creation. And there's different interpretations of what the spiral means.
You can find these petroglyphs all over the rocks. They tend to be in groups or panels of pictures.
This is just one panel out of probably a dozen large panels that are mostly up on top of this mesa. We've had an official recording project done, and there's at least up to 300 petroglyphs.
These rocks command a view over the old Zuck Ranch. You can still see the old corrals that once held cattle raised in the range country. Although the petroglyphs are thousands of years old, they are relatively new to visitors, offering an amazing look at Native American writing. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.